All right, welcome to Snacky Tunes. I am one half your host, DJ Never Forget. Terry Diabolic is still out and will be continue to be out, leaving me to carry the full weight of the ship, like the slacker that he is. I'm just kidding. He's covered so many more episodes than I have. So he's on the field today. Unfortunately, our food guest has canceled last minute today, so we will not be having the food element of the show, but that just means that we have more time for gross relations. Welcome to studio, guys. Not much. That was, tell me about that song that we just heard.
That was When You Go Down. It was the first single that we released from our new EP, Come Clean. What else? I don't know what else to say about it.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, and you can shout the drum back there in the corner. So go around the room.
All right. I'm Andy.
What's up? I'm John.
I'm Joe.
PJ.
And that is guitar, drums, keys, vocals?
Yep.
And bass, a.k.a. bass face. For those of who don't know, Peter actually started Finger on the Pulse with Darren and I 7 years ago.
Oh,
6 years ago at the Graham Lounge. He lasted about a year before he tapped out because he realized that Darren and I were going to destroy him.
I couldn't party that hard.
Yeah. And you made the right call because we haven't slowed down. So for the listeners who don't know about Gross Relations, besides the one in their own personal lives, why don't you tell them where you guys came from, how you came together?
Well, we started officially about a year and a half ago. Andy and Peter were both kind of jamming together, and Peter had like a rehearsal studio in Greenpoint, and I was living in Thailand at the time. And then when I came back, I started joining jam sessions with them, and we just kind of drank a ton of Coors Light.
Yeah, we
and
just
had a blast, but like we didn't really remember anything.
It was more wasted than music.
Yeah,
for sure.
And we just kind of like switched instruments. Like I would play the drums, and Peter would play like synthesizer and stuff. And then after a while, like we just kind of, well, I at least wanted to get a little bit more focused, so I made some demos and I sent them to Andy and Peter, and they were really into them. And at that point, that's when we asked John to play drums and start it for real. We only gave ourselves maybe 4 weeks before our first show to get our stuff together.
Where was the first show?
It was at Brewer Falls.
Oh.
It was a Friday night.
That's a great first show for
us. Yeah, it was incredible. It was like
Brewer Falls used to be Black Cat.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Home of Finger on the Pulse.
When we Lucky Cat?
Lucky Cat?
Yeah.
Lucky
yeah,
Cat.
Yeah,
Lucky I cat. Thought it was more like a Black Cat, but home of the night where 9 people showed up in December and we drank like 2 bottles of whatever vodka company were sponsoring us. So
Sparks.
Yeah, that's how long ago we started. Yeah. Finger on the Pulse. Sparks was one of our sponsors.
Oh, it's like an American Apparel party or
yep,
something.
Yep, American Apparel party with Sparks. Just to
yeah.
Really just a sign of the times. So when was the first show? You guys have not been around for that long, right?
No, our first show was April of 2010.
Okay.
And it was a free party, so we just invited all of our friends, and it's pretty jammed, and I think it went pretty well. And we didn't think we could even pull it off. Like, I didn't really know all the lyrics.
We knew 6 songs.
Played 10.
The place was totally jammed. Opening chord of our first song, My Guitar Comes Flying Off Me. So it was, gave everyone a good laugh, including us.
Well, why don't we hear a song?
Sure.
Why don't you rip us a tune?
All right.
As they never say on internet radio.
That's rip us a tune. Do you want to play You Don't Know Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, we got Gross Relations live on Snacky Tunes. Here we go.
Check. Yeah.
Woo! All right, Gross Relations live on Snacky Tunes. So you guys just got back from tour this morning, yesterday, some of you?
Early last week.
Where were you guys?
Philly, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, Toronto, Buffalo, Montreal, Boston.
Wow, good memory.
Oh, hey, yeah, hey.
I lived it.
Was this you? I mean, self-booked, obviously.
Yeah.
Who did most of the booking?
We kind of split it up between all of us, I think.
Yeah, you helped out a lot, though.
We all really took our connections as far as we possibly could.
And
Peter and I are also the little more forceful ones in the band. So Joe would be like, can we please play? And then they went right back and we're like, no, we're playing. And
I write an email and no one writes back. I'm like, oh, like I said, I want us to play.
What was the driving situation? What did you guys travel in?
We had an SUV. It was pretty tiny. We had to like play around with the gear in order to get everything to fit. And like we had gear on the floor and between us. But it worked, you know, but we couldn't really bring anything more than what we brought.
Yeah. It's like the same puzzle in the trunk every single time.
Yeah, like no, what about this time? It's like, no, it's, you know exactly how uncomfortable you're going to be for the next 8 hours getting right into there. Any highlights? Food highlights?
Food highlights.
Poutine in Montreal.
Oh, is that your first?
Second.
Okay.
It was delicious.
You always remember your second.
It was delicious.
Yeah, try to forget your first.
Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. Where were you, in Herald Square? Oh yeah, I just went to the KFC, Tim Hortons in Herald Square and got myself, what do they have, like biscuits? Chicken?
They have donuts.
Donuts, oh.
And like weird sandwiches.
Yeah, is it a Canadian Dunkin' Donuts?
Kinda, sorta.
Yeah.
Yeah, at 2 a.m. when nothing else is open and you're in, where were we? Was that?
It was like a suburb of Toronto because we were trying to find a cheap hotel.
Yeah. I got the grossest sandwich I've ever had in my entire life.
What was it?
It was turkey and ham and Swiss cheese, but with some
sounds
sort of
awesome.
Oh, yeah, sounds really.
The killer was it had some sort of sweet glaze juice sauce that they sprayed all over it.
Oh, you mean sweet glaze sauce?
I'll never get that ever again.
I think we got like 3 egg sandwiches, which is really gross. It was
egg salad.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was food. So
what was that place we ate in Chicago that you had those little balls?
I had mozzarella balls, and I got pretty sick from them.
Really? Logan Square. I forget the
pizza with all the pickled vegetables.
Anything good besides poutine?
That was my top. That was my top.
Do you remember where you got it from?
It was a place called Rapido, right across the street from where we played.
Where did you play in Montreal?
It was called Croix de Brume.
Croix de Brume.
On Saint Denis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Saint Denis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Peter, going back, our first international gig?
I do remember that, yeah.
At Vinyl Room in Montreal.
Yep.
After we went to, for those of you who don't know, we had a stopover in Albany and found the only gay bar in Albany.
That's true.
And it was like every single like LGBT subculture packed into one room.
I think Kelly Clarkson was saying about 10 times.
Yeah, and doing the karaoke night called Farioki.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Cool. You look upset about that memory.
Oh, no, I was thinking about the soup. Was it your grandmother that made that soup?
Yes.
It was the most amazing matzo ball soup.
Yes, grandmother matzo ball. Her soup is delicious. She still makes it. Darren makes it now.
Of
course he does. Where did you guys play in Pittsburgh?
We played this place called Garfield Artworks. It was just kind of like a room, like a really, really big room. It's pretty DIY.
Kind of like an art collective, sort of. It wasn't a bar or a venue.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like a stage in the back with all these this art hanging on the wall. So it was kind of like an art.
Good vibes.
It was pretty good. The problem was that there was
you guys can't see faces on the radio, but there's a couple like
what did you say?
There was a show down the street that was giving free beverages away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which if you have a choice to pay $10 to get into a show or not, and also drink free beverages, you're probably not going
to. I heard one of you guys didn't even make it to that show. You were just down the street drinking.
We were thinking about it.
You can do without bass tonight, right?
Yeah. But there was an amazing sign on the stage that said if you played a cover, you'd get thrown out, right?
Yeah. Absolutely
no cover songs at all.
No.
And we tried to take a picture of it and document it, and we got yelled at.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, doesn't. Yeah, the owner doesn't want that on the internet for some reason. But
he but it's like he made it went so far to make a placard of it. But
yeah.
He doesn't want it known.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Maybe he'll like
no
like
digital
maybe,
record.
Maybe it's one of those things like you just gotta get surprised going there.
Right? Yeah.
Oh no!
I immediately posted it to our tour blog.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
You got a little bit yelled at, but you I think you beat him yeah. beat him to it.
So why don't we hear another song?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Yes, very nice. What was that one called?
That's called Insel Mainau. It's named after an island in Lake Constance in Germany. It's like this little flowery island.
Keep going.
It's like this crazy, crazy island where there's like giant sunflowers made out of other flowers. There's like a giant peacock made out of flowers. It's nuts. And I went there a while back when I was in Germany for the summer.
Joey left his heart there.
I left my heart.
And some daisies. So now that you guys have, coalesced as a band, what is the writing process these days besides, angry drunk demos?
Well, we have it a little more together than when we did at first. Most of the songs start off as like a pretty rough demo. And I'll just put something really simple together and I'll send it to everyone else. And then we basically take it from there. If they're into it, we'll take a stab at it during practice, and if everyone likes it, we keep it. So there's been some songs that not everyone was into, but I think most of them are everyone likes. Hopefully,
yep.
That's awesome. Yeah. So as far as music goes and releasing it, we always talk about labels versus doing it yourself. Where are you guys in your process? You have two EPs out. First one was self-released, right?
First one was self-released, and the last one that we released 2 weeks ago is on Raven Sings the Blues.
I do not know that label. Who are they?
It's his first release. It's a guy named Andy French who runs the blog called Raven Sings the Blues. Mm-hmm. So he's been wanting to start a label forever, and you know, we were like, hey, we got this EP, and it just worked out perfectly that he was like, I'm ready to get in the game. So
shout out.
Yep. Andy French. Yeah.
How have you guys found doing yourself versus having a label?
Well, we're learning a lot as we go. We're still like, everything we do is like a learning experience at this point. But it's awesome to like have control over your own stuff. But I mean, like, you know, it's been great working with Andy French from Raven, because he's basically into the stuff that we are too.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're all on the same page. Pretty
much.
I mean,
as far as creative is concerned, it's still a very independent label, so we can really do whatever. For the most part, do whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
He just definitely, it's different when you're even just trying to book shows and it's like, hey, we have this 7-inch that we put out on our own. It's like, all right, everyone has that, you know.
Right. My dad's got a 7-inch.
Right, exactly.
Are we talking about here? Careful now.
Yeah. But, you know, definitely having a label backing definitely makes things easier and opens up new doors for you as well. So
yeah.
So I know you guys just got back, so what are the upcoming plans?
Well, we played our EP release show this past Wednesday. Our vinyl EP just came out, and we just put the EP up on Bandcamp to stream. But in terms of shows,
we're sort of gearing up for CMJ.
Yeah.
We've got a few CMJ shows, I think.
This is did you play any CMJ shows last year?
No.
Nope.
When? So first CMJ.
Yeah.
We were not ready last year.
No.
By any means.
Brew Falls ready. Yeah. Not CMJ ready. Yeah.
Actually, they're closing November 1st.
Yeah, Brew
really?
Falls.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because they heard that we played there.
They've got that, I guess it's the not-so-lucky cat curse.
Yeah,
that's a shame.
That is a shame.
That is.
Wait, isn't that back by Cake Shop?
Correct.
Yeah, yep, Cake Shop's still going to be open, but Brewer Falls. That really sucks. Cause
that actually really sucks.
I think the owner said that there's just so many spaces in Brooklyn at this point to play that to actually keep it up and running and actually have it quote unquote legal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've not like been here forever, but 5-6 years ago there weren't that many spaces, and now there's like you can just rattle off. Like, I doubt that you probably have to leave Williamsburg for it to still have like a really awesome CMJ. It seemed like amazing.
Yeah.
Or even going deep into Bushwick,
right.
For sure, with like Roots Studios and Williamsburg Hall of Music. Wow, that's a shame.
Yeah,
that's sad.
But we have that piano show also the Saturday before Halloween.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're playing with this band Tamar. I think that's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're on Suicide Squeeze. And
love Suicide Squeeze.
Yeah.
Minus the Bear is one of my all-time favorites.
There you go.
There it
is. Reissuing all that stuff too.
Are they really?
Yeah, on vinyl. Gotta get on that.
I really okay. I'll put on my Hanukkah wish list.
But that show should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what are all the how to find you, how to buy your stuff, how to get your email updates?
GrooseRelations.com.
That pretty much has everything. We're on everything. If you just search us, we come up, and I think MySpace is still the first link, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to most of our stuff is on Bandcamp too, so if you want to hear our tracks.
Who's the who's the voice of your Twitter? Is it a shared effort?
It's shared.
It's pretty much shared.
We share it.
Joey says a lot.
Joey
has a lot to say.
If there's a smiley face after a post, it's usually mine.
That's a little bit the inside tip that you get on Snacky Tunes.
I'm trying to get away from the smiley faces.
There's some
but
sort of emoticon. It's probably Joey. Yeah.
We all share Twitter and Facebook updates and stuff.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And can we get one more song out of you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
What are you going to play?
That is a good clean question. Come Clean?
Come Clean?
No.
No, not feeling it?
No.
Bass player says no. They gave you that look.
Let's play Rewind You.
Sure.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. I'll be back next week by myself yet again.
Where is Darren?
He's shooting a new cooking show. I know. He's probably eating like lardo and fried chicken right now, just like in a shame spiral, claiming that it's work.
And I gave air quotes over the radio, but just when I said work, there was air quotes, so you know. Anyway, thanks for being on here, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Snacky Tunes.
Listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.